Megillah Nigres, be it Aleph, be it Beis, be it Gimel, be it Dalet, be it Tesvov. Loi Pachas, v'loi Yoise. State in Svarim, that Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvov, adds up to 65. That's the Shem Adnus. The Shem Aleph Dalet adds up to 65. Loi Pachas, v'loi Yoise. Not on Yud Adar, and not on Tezayin Adar. Right? The Gemara says, V'lo Yavar Ksid, not on Tezayin. Yud and Tezayin is 26, is Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is the Shem Agula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself by from Goli. And the Shem of Adnus is when it's hidden. Be'emes al Pikabola, you write both names together. You write Yud, and then Aleph, and then Ahe, and then Dalet. The Shem Adnus is hidden inside the Shem Yud Kevavke. The Indian of Megillat Esther is the Indian of being Megale, what's Nista. Esther min atayra minayim. Vanoichi haster aster. You Megale the Hester. Megillat Esther is on your Aleph, your Beis, your Gimel, your Dalet, Tesvav. Megillat Esther is mitoich the Hester. And mitoich the Hester, you come out and you're Megale, Taka, what's inside. And you're supposed to be Megale the Panemius. And that's why there's the inyan of Ad Delo Yoda. The inyan of Ad Delo Yoda is when a person richtig comes to the Madreig of Ad Delo Yoda, and then Aval Piken comes to the right conclusion, not to the wrong conclusion, of Baruch Mordechai V'Orer Haman. So then he reached the Madreig of in his Pnimius to Taka B'Makir the Emes. The Sfasemes writes, it says in the Pasuk, La Yehudim, Haysa Oira, V'Simcha, V'Sosa, and V'Yikar, Oira Zu Toira, Simcha Zu Yontif, Sosa Zu Mila, Yikar Zu Tfilin, Derech Agav Mikan Raya, that you wear Tfilin on Chol HaMoed, because like we know that the Sholosh Yomim of the Tainis of Esther was on Pesach, and then right afterwards the big Nes of Purim happened on Tes Zayin Nissen. There's an Indian to have a Sudataka on Tes Zayin Nissen to commemorate the Nes of Purim. And it says Tfilin. Vaisai said it was Tfilin. But Al Kopanim Frektis Vasemes, why doesn't it say Beferish La Yehudim Hoysa Toira V'Yontif V'Mila V'Tfilin? Zokter Toira Havenzei Gehat Mila Havenzei Gehat. Aber is it gefelt in the Pnimius, the Oira was licked in Tyra. The Sasai was licked in Mila. That's what was Nisgala. The Hadar Kiblua, the Kimu Vikiblu, Me'ava, that Kimu Vikiblu was Nisgala in the Pnimius. That's why it was Nischadish by Yehuda Moisa Oira, the Simcha, the Sasai, Vikar. That's Megillas Esther. And that's why Ken Zayin, Purim lasts forever. Hakol Osid Lizbatel, except for Purim. Tishuasam hayisa lo netzach. Purim blight of Eved. When you get to that richtige, nekuda of Pnimius, then it's forever. Purim is forever. But Purim is also now. In Chanukah we say, Ravto es rivam. Danto es dinam. Loshen ovar. On Purim we say, Horov es rivenu. Hadon es dinenu. The same as Sprachs. Rav te es rivam. On Purim it's Rav es rivenu. Aganti or Purim. Haint is Purim. What we take out of Purim, we take out that Nakuda, that Keseder. We have the Hakara of Enoid Muvada. And the emes is, the Nes of Purim is a Nes of Teva. It's an ace of Teva. That's the chilik between Purim and Pesach. Al redden of them. Purim is taka the ace of Teva. It says that Mordechai was learning with the children, with the Tinoikis of Beis Rabban, Hilchis Kmitzas Ha'oimer. Why was he learning Davke Hilchis Kmitzas Ha'oimer? Is the emes is, it was in Yonah de Yoimer. It was Tes Zayin Nisan. It was after 3 days of fasting. And it was Tez Zayin Nisan, and that's why they were learning Hilchos Kemitas HaOmer. We spoke under a time, how did they react to the mitzvah of matzah? Actually, we won't go into it now, it's a ganze topic. They taka fasted for 3 days, they weren't in the kind of mitzvah of matzah that year. Over Akoponim, he was learning Kemitas HaOmer. There was in Yonah the Yoma. But Ken Zayin, there's more of a tifkar here. Kemitas HaOmer, them as we bring it, the Karban HaOmer, the day after Pesach. The first day of Pesach is symbolizing Neis Megula, Neis Nigla, Kriyas Yamsuf, Yitzias Mitzrayim. The day afterwards, we stelevek Kemitas HaOmer, Teva, wheat. The world runs. We have fields. We have plants. We have to grow it. Chitin, Kemach. I mean, Kemach ain't Torah. But Taka, the world runs. There's a Teva. Purim has to do with Kemitas HaOmer. Purim is not the Pesach Dikasart Neis. Purim is the Kemitas HaOmer Dikasart Neis. And that's why Davki was learning Kemitas HaOmer. The Gemara asks in Megillah on Daf Yedalid, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? So the Gemara gives a few trutzim. Akati Abda Achishverish Anan Loi Oimnam Hallel Al Neis Shebachutz Loretz. But one of the trutzim, Rav Nachman Oimer, Kriyosa Zu Halilo. Kriyosa Zu Halilo. We do say Hallel on Purim. The Kriyas Megillah is Hallel. That's why he's up to Gemara. That's why we don't say Hallel. They say first it says different Torahs and why we don't say Hallel. And then it says the Kriya is Hallel. How literal should this be taken? It's a Shail in the Poiskin. The Meiri, over here in Megillah, writes, Big Chiddush, it's brought down in the Berkei Yosef, and other Poiskin talk about it, that if a person doesn't have a Megillah, he should talk and say Hallel. Doesn't have a Megillah, says there. Chotch is to say Hallel. There's a din of Hallel. He should chotch say Hallel. Most of the Poskim say Avada not. The Hallel that you have on Purim is Mikra Megillah Hallel. It's not the regular Hallel. The Meiri said it's Bam is the regular Hallel. If you don't have a Megillah, the backup is the regular Hallel. I think the Chasam Sofer has a kasha. If Megillah, if Mikra Megillah is Hallel, how come you don't have to stand by Mikra Megillah? By Hallel there's a din of Amido. There's a din Lamoid. By Amir is Hallel. By Mikra Megillah is Bein Omid Bein Miyushiv. Why? Else the Hallel aspect, you should have to stand. As if the Chasam Sofer. I had another Shiloh once. There's a din that Megillah has to be laid in the right order. You have to lay it in the right order. From Perek Aleph through Perek Yud. And the Gemara learns that from a Pusik. Gemara says, what's the makar that Megillah has to be laid in the right order? Learn it from a Pusik. Kechsovam, Kizmanam, Mazmanam u'mafrei aloi, just like the Zmanam, Yudalad comes before Tesvav, also Hallel has to be in the right order. But right after it, the Gemara says, how do you know Hallel has to be said in the right order? And the Gemara of that apostate, that Hallel also can't be said l'mafreya. Mi mizrach Hashemesh ad mevoyoy. Hallel has to be said ala seder. Why do you need a special makar? That Megillah has to be said ala seder. From kichsovam v'chizmanom, mazmanom l'mafreya, av kichsovam l'mafreya loy. Typically, how's the Hallel then? I see the Chasam Sofer asked such a question. He asked there should be a din of Mida. He took it literal. There's a din of Hallel. What's with Lamafreya? Amol I was tracking by the Aseres B'nei Homon, als the Hallel the Kedin of Lamafreya, you could say the Ve'es is in the wrong order. You're saying the ten sons of Homon, and you're also saying all the Ve'es, Ve'es, Ve'es. You don't have to keep track of which Ve'es. Als the Hallel the Kedin of Lamafreya. It's the same Ve'es. But als the Megillah the Kedin of Lamafreya, the Ve'es also have to be in the right order. You have to lean the Megillah. Megillah the Gala said, after Hallel the Kedin, the Ve'eses wouldn't have to be in order. No. Fa'anat ha'masach trutzim. Obed is it their hair? Rav Futnish writes, I saw Sir David Kohn. In Yemei HaPurim he writes, that it's not Bechinom, that the Hallel of Purim is not Megillah. The Hallel of Purim is Megillah Sester. Why? Because Purim, like we're explaining, is a nes mister. It's the nes of Teva. And that's taka why it lives forever, because we come to the Richter Gakara through that. When you want to say Hal on a Nes Nigla, you say Hal on a Nes Nigla, but say Yisrael Nimitzrayim. When you want to say Halal on a Nes Nister, the expression of a Halal on a Nes Nister is to say the story from the beginning to the end with all the kenaches, and to realize how everything that looked like Teva and the Seder of events really is Nes. So that's the Halal. The expression of the Halal of Purim is not good to say the Megillah. This is not like the Meiri. The Meiri says that Chiddush, that this Taki would say Halal. Tzurik to the Mishnah. Learning our Mishnah. So we said, Megillah Nikris, be it Aleph, be it Beis, be it Gimel, be it Dalet, be it Hezvav. Like Pachas v'la Yosef. The Mishnah goes on to explain that the MS, the Iker Takana is that the Prozim are Chayri v'yod Dalet, and Mukafis Chayma, Mi'imoyt Yeshua bin Nun, are Tezvav. That covers Yedalet and Tezvav. Where is the Chayach in Aleph, Yed Beis, Yed Gimel? Because Kfarim, little villages that on Boi Bayoim, when it's Sheni v'chamishi, have to go L'sapik tzorchei acheim sheba yorois. So they made a takana that they can push it back to the Yoyim HaKnisa. They can push it back to the previous Monday or Thursday. And the Gemara works out the cheshmen that, depending on which day Purim is chal, can come out on Yid Aleph, Yid Beis, Yid Gimel. Yid Aleph is when it's on a Sunday, it gets pushed back all the way to the previous Thursday. More than that, you don't push back. Yoyim HaKnisa, Yoyim HaKnisa, Loyim HaKdemino. So we have Prozim, Mukafim, those are the Iker two, Yid Dalet and Tezvav. And the Gemara Taka says those attack the Iker too. But then there was a Takan of Yid Aleph, Yid Beis, Yid Gimel. The Gemara and Daf Beis looks for a Makar though, even though it was a Takanas Chachamim for the Kfarim. But the Gemara looks for a Makar that it says in extra words Manehem or Kayonim. It's Marv another 2 days, and Yud Gimel doesn't need a Rebu. Yud Gimel's Man Kihilu LaKoyli. Yud Gimel is Man Kihilu LaKoyli, doesn't need a Rebu. Machlekes is showing what that means. But the reason of Yid Aleph, Yid Beis, Yud Gimel is a Takanas Chacham. The Ramban at the beginning of Masechta Megillah says, Teima, he says the Lashon of the Pasuk, Maro al Kocha, Umahigia Aleihem, She'osu Agudas Agudas. What's the pshat that Klal Yisrael broke it up that we do separate days, Yidalit and Tezvot? As I frek the Ramban. Maro al Kocha, Umahigia Aleihem. The Ramban explains Barichus, he says the Bemis, it was a terrible sakana, the gzeir of Haman. But who was really in a sakana? The prozim. The prozim, he brings the psukim in Nehemiah, which is really that same time that we're doing right before the aliyah to the second base of English. That the people that were in the mukafim chayma weren't in such a sakana. They have the walls taka protecting them. The prozim were really in the sakana. And the prozim were the ones that celebrated. They were the ones that were mamish going to be the sakana laharig lahashmin. The prozim. And the prozim the next year made a simcha gedoyla. A few years later, when Mordechai, Ubeis Dinoi, came to the Hakaret, the Sugyan of Zion, that they decided Taka Kavuni Ladoiris, to be Kaiveyed as a Chag Ladoiris. There's a din of Kisvuni Ladoiris, there's two Sugyas. There's a Sugya of Kisvuni Ladoiris. Kisvuni Ladoiris is a Sugya describing that Megillas Esther becomes a Chelik of the Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. And there's a Sugya of Kivuni Ladoiris, to be Kaiveyed as a Yontif. When they were Kaiveyed as a Yontif, they were Kaiveyed for Gans Klal Yisrael. Like the Gemara says in the Beis, what, maybe Mokop and Shinalein at all? V'lav Yisrael ninu. They weren't the Yisrael. V'oid, another reason. Mehoid v'ad kush, v'mais ha'chashverish, did have control of everything. But there was a connection because really the prozim were in more of a sakana. Really the prozim were in more of a sakana. So that's how the Ramban is mazbir. Since the Mokop came out, so they stelled in the back as separate takanas. There was a takana of prozim and a takana of Mokop. The prozim started earlier, tak. Now where did they get Mokop from? Be'emes Shushan really was the day of Tezvav. Because Gan Klal Yisrael fought on Yud Gimel, and they already rested on Yud Dalet. Aber in Shushan, they were loichem on Yud Dalet also, and they won't even noyach on Tezvav. And we want Mukaf and Chayma should also have the Chashivas. It shouldn't be that Eretz Yisrael should be less Chashiv than, a component of the Mukaf is Chayma of Eretz Yisrael should be less Chashiv than Shushan. The Melech, that's how they spell the Vekta Takon. As I said to Ramba. I once heard a different Hezber. Amalek is a few times in the Torah. And the emes is, it's kedai to know, the Gemara in Daf Zayin, when it says, Kisvuni Ladoiris, that they were deciding that Megillas Esther should become a chelik of Chav Dalet Svarim. It should become a chelik of the Chav Dalet Svarim. And it became a chelik of the Chav Dalet Svarim. Derech Agav just, it says, back in this week's Parsha, kechaloise ledaber itoy, as I be the chav dalet tachshitin on a kala. The chav dalet sforma, like the chav dalet tachshitin on a kala. It's a pasuk in Yeshai that describes the tachshitin. I once saw a pshat that the 24th tachshit that's mentioned is a mirror. The mirror is not a tachshit, it's minor the other 23 tachshitin. Megillas Esther is at the end, is the 24th. Megillas Esther is minded all the rest of it. The Kimu v'Kiblu. Megillas Esther is Kimu v'Kiblu. That's what makes an establishment on all the other ones. But Uncle Pondim made Megillas Esther into the Chav Dalet Sforim. So the Gemara says there's a Makar for it. What was the Makar? They based it on a Pasuk. Because it says in the Torah, K'soiv zoi zikaron ba'sefer v'sim ba'ozna Yeshua. Right down in the Sefer. So we darshan K'soiv zois. Mashakosav Khan uva Mishnah Torah. What it says here and also what it says in Dvarim. Because where's Amalek mentioned in the Torah twice? In Parshas Beshalach and in Parshas Kiseitze. Zikorain, Mashakosav Benevim, the story in Shmuel with Shaul, with Agag. Vasefer is Marv Megillah. They weren't sure though. First they had a tzad that it should be Darshan. Ksoiv Zois, Mashakosav Beshalach. Zikorain, Mashakosav Mishnah Torah. And Vasefer would be going on Shmuel. And then they said no. It's Ksoiv Zois, goes on Beshalach and Mishnah Torah together. So there was a shayla if Esther goes into it. But Al Kaponim, it's really four times that we have in Tanakh, the Inyan of Amalek. In Beshalach is when, in the times of Yeshua, Moshe and Yeshua, that Amalek comes and starts up with us. Kiseite is repeating that story. In Shmuel is the story with Shaul, that he's supposed to kill everyone out. And he doesn't, he leaves over Agag. He killed everyone out, but he left over Agag. And Hagam Shmuel killed Agag the next morning. But Lemaisa Agag managed to be boiled al Shifchosi that night, and from there comes the Hemshech of Amalek. And Emes it's a Pella. Frektor Moshech Avroini. That's all. It's Mamash a Pella. If Agag was born in Shifcha Kananis, the Vlad is Messiah after the Shifcha, not after Agag. So the truth is there's really no Amalek anymore. If Amalek comes from Agag, he was the last one. The Yichus goes after the Shifcha, not after Agag. You have to Mamash go into the Sugis from Asar Yuchsin and work out at the Staka Amalek. He wanted to be Machadish Taka, it is not. It's just the nature of Amalek, the Hemshech of Amalek. It's Nikros al Shmoi, but really, Agag was the last one. But that was the story by Shaul. And then the fourth time is Megillah Esther. Now, in these few days, we lay all of those in Yonim. In Parshas Zohar, we laid Parshas Kiseitze. By the Haftorah, we laid Shmuel. Purim boy by Yoim, we're going to lay in Parshas Beshalach, and we're also going to lay in Megillas Esther. That's talking of the four in Yonim of the four times that the Tanakh mentions the Megillas Esther. We lay in all of them now. What was the shayla if Megillas Esther should be on the Cheshbon? Is the Machloekis Rishonim? Is it Ma'akiv for Melchemes Amalek? Is it Ma'akiv to have a Melech? In the times of Megillas Esther, they didn't have a Melech. In the times of Megillas Esther, there was no Melech. So it wasn't so pashut. Could that also be considered a din of Melchemes Amalek? Shteit l'mais in the pasuk, Vatilbash Esther Malchus. The Gemara says she was mislabish with Ruach HaKodesh. But I once heard a pshat, there's a medrash that says, she put on Bigdei Shol HaMelech. Efshir, it's to be Mekayim, this inyan. You need a Melech for Melchemes Amalek. So she talked, Vatilbash Esther Malchus. But the Pashtus state of the Lachar, you don't need a Melech. And that was Lachar, the Shail of the Gemara. Was Megillas Esther, was in the times of Haman, also considered the Iker Tzura of Melchemes Amalek, because you don't have a Melech. It's a Machloikus Mishayim, if Melech is Ma'akiv. The Pashtus, that's the Shail and the Minog, in the Haftorah of Parshas Zachar, that we start with one Pasuk earlier, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that Shmuel tells Shaul that he's going to be a Melech, or do we start with the next Pasuk right after that, Pakadavim? It's Tully, is it Ma'akav to have a Melech? B'chol Eifen, getting back to Prozim and Mukofim, I once heard a pshat, the Melchemes Amalek of Yeshua was a defensive Melchama. Amalek started up with us. By Shmuel already, it was offensive. They went and Shmuel told them to go attack and go kill out all the Amalekim. Hu Adin, by Purim, it was really that they were going to kill us, and then Vinahapaychu. So that first day of Melchama Yud Gimel was Pashat Asher Yishal Tu B'Sineyan. They were going to come attack us. We had the right to fight back. That was a tikkun for the defensive Melchama Samolik of Yeshua. The extra day of Shushan Purim, which the Mukafas Anoyik, is the offensive, is the Mulchamas Amalek that was by Shmuel. That's the two different Yonim. And Likdotiv Kain and Demetson, under a Mulchamas Amalek that's going on in the two different days. Yeah. Now to the etzim lomdus of the sugya, it's a grace of sugya, the sugya of Mukafin. There's a big machlokes Ramban and Tosfos in the sugya. The Mishnah says, "Ezehi and the hey, Ezehi ir gedoyla, kol sheyesh ba'asara batlonim. An ir gedoyla needs to have 10 batlonim. Pachas mikan, harei ze kfar. And then a kfar goes back and lands on you, the aleph, yud beis, yud gimel, on the yom haknisa. An ir gedoyla has asara batlonim. Zok Tosfos, only a prozi needs asara batlonim. But the din of mukif, a walled around city, does not need asara batlonim. A mukif, even if it doesn't have asara batlonim, has a din mukif, and it lands on tesvav. There's no din that a mukif goes back and lands on yiralfi beis gimel. This cheshbon that a ir gadol is asara batlonim, and pachas mikan is a kfar, is only by prozim. By mukif, there's no tnai of asara batlonim. And as I pass in Shulchan Aruch, in Tov Reish Peches, that you do not need asara batlonim. Any wall surrounded city does not need asara batlonim. We pass them like Tosfos. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Meiri, Acholik. They say, no, a mukif also needs asara batlonim. A mukif also needs asara batlonim. Halacha l'maisa, we pass them, it doesn't. But the emes, there's a grace in Achkemino Ledina. Before Tofshin Chav Zayin, there was no asara batlonim in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim obviously means the mukif choyim, the old city, the Altishtot of Yerushalayim. Nowadays, over here, and even maybe in Harnof, like most Poskim, it's Somach V'Nireh to a Mukif. But the Mukif is Yerushalayim, is the Alta Shtot. Between Tavshin Ches and Tavshin Chav Zayin, Sinish Given Kin Yidden in Yerushalayim. So there was no Asara Batlonim, just Kambatlim. There was no one there. But did the Yidden that live in Meisharim and in the surrounding areas, did they land on Tesvav? It's Samach V'Nireh to a Mukif. And over there was a Sara Batlonim in Meisha. Oh, but there's no Batlonim in the Mukif. What's the lumbus of Samach V'Nireh? Now again, according to Tosfos, it's not Negeya. Because according to Tosfos, you don't need a Sara Batlonim in a Mukif. But according to the Ramban and the Rishonim that hold that a Mukif also needs a Sara Batlonim, what do you do now? Is the lumbus of Samach V'Nireh that the Samach V'Nireh also is part of the Mukif? And the Asara Batlonim could be in the Samach V'Nireh part? Or no, first you have to have an established mukif. And in the mukif itself you have to have the asara batlon. And then, and only then, do you say, if you're samach v'nireh to such a mukif, you also get the din of the mukif. And the community will be there, whether according to the Ramban, with Yulain on Tezvav, in the samach v'nireh to Yerushalayim, when it's not a mukif b'chlau. When there's no batlon in the b'chlau. I had another shiloh also. Shushan. Shushan is the koiri on Tezvav. Shushan has the Tanai of Asara Batlonim. The Tanai of Asara Batlonim is by Sharmu. Over Shushan, the Iker Takana was, V'noyach Me'ayveim was on Yidal, and the Iker Takana of Shushan and Tezvav. Shushan also was going to require Asara Batlonim to give it a din of Mukif. If not, it's not going to have a din of Mukif. Tosfos brings a Raya to his Shita, that Mukif doesn't need Asara Batlonim. You have to hold the Cheshbon. The Gemara says, "Krach she yoshav ulebesoyf hukaf nidin kekvar." A city that first was established, they built all the houses, and then they made it the wall. That's not called a mukif. That's a kfar. A mukif is only first they built the wall, and then they made the houses inside. But the lashon of the Gemara is a krach she yoshav ulebesoyf hukaf nidin kekvar. It has a din of a kfar. What does it mean? It has a din of a kfar? Let it be ir gadol. Terence says it means we're talking over here. That there was no asara batlonim. Krach sheyoshev lebesayif hukaf nidin kikfar. It means there was no asara batlonim. And nevertheless, what does it say? Only because it was yoshev lebesayif hukaf. That's why it's nidin kikfar. Mashma, without that, even though there's no asara batlonim, if it was hukaf lebesayif yoshev, it's a mukaf. And a mukaf doesn't need asara batlonim. What would the Ramban answer to this kasha? Is the Ran Reth of them? The Tori Evin also talks about it. The Turi Eben wants to say a teretz. He says no. Maybe Avada a mukif also goes back to to Yom HaKnisa, to Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. But the Nafkamina would be Legabi, going back to Yud Aleph. When Purim comes out on Sunday, we go back all the way to Yud Aleph, to the previous Thursday. A mukif that doesn't have Asar Batlonim wouldn't be able to do that. We have a klal, Yom HaKnisa L'Yom HaKnisa Loi Dachinam. You can't push back from one Yom HaKnisa to another Yom HaKnisa. So when Purim comes out on a Sunday, Taka, a prozi that was supposed to land on Sunday could push it back to Thursday. But a mukif, even if it doesn't have Asar Batlonim, that was supposed to be on Monday, cannot push it back all the way to the previous Thursday. Even though it's Yud Aleph, it's not pushing it back to Yud, it's pushing it to Yud Aleph. But there's a klal of Yom Knisa, Yom Knisa Loi Dachinam. So actually that's what the Gemara means, that if it's Yoshev L'Vasayf Hukif Nidin Kikvar, as opposed to if it would have been Hukif L'Vasayf Yoshev, it wouldn't be able to go back in the case of Purim coming down on Sunday. That's what he wants to say. So Rebbe has another Shiloh. Klapi the Machloikish Ramban and Toysis. From a Gemara in Tainis, Benz. Gemara in Tainis, Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara in Tainis brings the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this, the Mishnah in Megillah, that hey, even though we say you always push Purim forward, you don't push it, delay it, right? You never push it further than Tesvav. Mutar and Behesbid Vitainis. It's Mutar and Hesbid Vitainis. When you push Purim earlier, it's Mutar and Hesbid Vitainis. That's the notion of the mission. Fret the Gemara. How is it Shayach a case that it's Mutar Behesbid Vitainis? The Gemara gives a few options. Listen to the Chesh Ben Asugya. This is the Gemara in Tainis. Zot the Gemara, if you'll tell me it was a Ben Tesvav that lands on your Dalid, so it's Mutter Behesbid Vitainis, Chas V'Shalom. It says, we darsh in a Pasik, Yomim Shel Zeh Kishel Zeh, that Tzai Yudalid and Tzai Tesvav are both Osir. Yomim Shel Zeh Kishel Yomim Shel Zeh. Elamayit was a Ben Yudalid that was landing on Yud Beis. Frek the Gemara, Yud Beis happens to be his Osir anyways, it's Yomim Nikanam. And in the Megillah's Tainus, there were other days, and one of them was Yom Nikanor. Yud Beis Adar was Yom Nikanor, and you're not allowed to fast and have a spade on your base because it's Yom Nikanor. Elamite was, it was a Ben Yudalad landing on, no, I'm sorry, first it was Ben Yudalad landing on Yud Gimel, it's Yom Nikanor. A Ben Yudalad that's landing on Yud Beis, it's Yom Turinus, a different day of Megillah's Tainus. Elamite, a Ben Yudalad that's landing on Yud Aleph, against a Shaklavatari in the Gemara to find a case that a guy pushed it back. Why does the Gemara, Bedik the Grav, say, first it says, a Ben Tesvav that landed on Yud Dalet. That's fine. But then it goes, a Ben Yud Dalet that landed on Yud Gimel, or a Ben Yud Dalet that landed on Yud Beis. Why are you stressing a Ben Yud Dalet? Like the Ramban, a Mukif also, if it's a small Mukif that doesn't have a Sarah Batlonim, pushes back to the Yom HaKnisa. So why does the Gemara drit ois dafka, a Ben Yud Dalet that landed on Yud Gimel, a Ben Yud Dalet that landed on Yud Beis, a Ben Tesvav that landed on Yud Gimel? So Grav the Yud Aleph would not be shy. A Ben Tesvav could never get to Yud Aleph. Good. Aber Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, why did the Gemara say Yud Aleph? He wants to say it's a Raya Tosis, that a Mukif never goes back. A Mukif never goes back. Afterwards he wants to say a Chesh, but maybe not. He says that when a Mukif pushes back to Yud Gimel like the Ramban, forget about the fact that it's Yom Nikana. You can't fast because it's the day before Yud Aleph. And there's a din, the day before Paramosa you can't. But that depends. For a Ben Yudalid, it's the Ikr day. It's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Tzarech Chizuk. So you wouldn't have to be Geizer on Yud Gimel also. But for a Ben Tesvav, where Yudalid is only the Rabbanon, and it's Tzarech Chizuk, you would have to ask Yud Gimel anyways, even without Yom Nikanor. Als Yom Lefnei Yudalid. Azoy Machter Rechezben. Now there's one last prop from this sugya. In the original stage of the Gemara wanted to say it was a Ben Tesvav that landed on Yudalid. How did you understand? What does it mean, a Ben Tesvav that lands on Yudalid? Pasha, it means that Tesvav was Chal on Shabbos. Purim Mishulash. That Tesvav is on Shabbos. So even the Tesvavnik is laying on Yudalid. Rashi says, it's a plea to Rashi. Rashi says, what's an example? It's Mamash Negev for the Oilim. Rashi says, a Ben Tesvav that lands on Yudalid, what's the case? It means a Yerushalmi that went to Bnei Brak on Yudalit. And we pass in Pruz Ben Yoima, Yiskori Pruz. That's a Ben Tesvav that lands on Yudalit. Frek Turi Evan, Shamizari. That's not a Ben Tesvav that's landing on Yudalit. If you're going to Bnei Brak, and you'll make there in time, for whatever all the sheet is before Shkia, before Elias, you make it back, you thought you were going to, whatever the Gedorim are, that you were made it back and you became a Pruz Ben Yoima. So you're not a Ben Tesvav, you're Taka Ben Yudalit. I don't care where you live the whole year. By Purim it's called Pros Ben Yoy Mikari Pros, Mukav Ben Yoy Mikari Mukav. It's a plea of the Rashi. State of grace along this. Rashi says that a Ben Tes Vov that goes to Bnei Brak on Yudalit is categorized as a Ben Tes Vov Shaholach Li Yudalit. He's not a Ben Tes Vov Shaholach Li Yudalit. He's a Ben Yudalit Taka. He'll come back in time. He's a double. He did both. But he's not a Ben Tes Vov that's Karev Yudalit. Lachar a Ben Tes Vov that's Karev Yudalit means Purim Shulish. Or like the Ramban, a small mukif that Taka didn't have a Asar Baklonim, that they went back to the Yom HaKnisa on Yudalit. Say the things like that. But not a Prisban Yom, a Shver Rashi, state the alumnus that there's Be'etzel and Musik of a Ben Tes Vov. You have to know what to say. We have a Meirach about this Rashi. Now the din of mukif, they wanted to give Chashivas to the Mukafin. The Emes, Mukafin Choyma have other Chashivas in. Yerushalayim is a mukif chayma. It has chashivas b'negei other halachas, b'negei achilas korban pesach, b'negei achilas meister sheni. It has chashivas. Now there's a sugyan psachin. If the kedusha of Yerushalayim is also noig in gagin valis, is the kedusha of Yerushalayim noig in gagin valis? The Gemara has a tzad that maybe only on the first floor does it have kedushas Yerushalayim. Gagin valis doesn't have kedushas Yerushalayim. Klet the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Beis. It's about the inyanim of Mukav Choyma. Not in Hilchos Megillah. The inyanim of Mukav Choyma. The Minchas Chinuch declares, maybe by Purim also, you need a Mukav Choyma. Maybe Gagin Valis doesn't have a din of Mukav Choyma. Maybe the Chashivas of Mukav Choyma, not in Yerushalayim, in Akko, in Tveri, any Mukav Choyma, it only has the Chashivas of Mukav Choyma if it's on the first floor. Maybe Gagin Valis doesn't have Mukav Choyma. As I declare to Minchas Chinuch, for one line, he declares, Yesh Lion and Lagavi Megillah, what about Gagin Valis? Fretzich Apella. Mamash Apella. By Mukav Chayma, we say not only in the Etzim Mukav lanes, we say even in Meir Sha'arim, even in Harnof, as long as you're Samach Venira, to a Samach Venira of the Mukav Chayma, that's also enough. Nu, ich verstehe. The Melchis Chinuch L'Chayim is clearing if you're allowed, if you're laying on Tesvav on the roof of Eish HaTayr. Maybe on the roof of Eish HaTayr you should lay on Yudalit, because it's Gagin Valis. The roof of Eish HaTayr is not worse than Samach Venira, like Meir Sha'arim is Samach Venira. How could he declare if Gagin Valias has a din of Mukif? What would it be negay if Gagin Valias has a din of Mukif? Even if it doesn't have the din of the Etzem Mukif, it has a din of Samach Venira. It's Pashat as a plea to Kemen Cheschinach. What's Kemen Enfren? Stop Par Machshavas. Hatzara Shavash of a Kulon, to try to answer this Kasha, is you have to come up with an Afkemina. Avada on the roof of Eish HaTayr, you're going to land on Tesvav. It's Samach Venira. But there's a nafkemina if it's landing on Tesvav because it's Be'etzem HaMukif or because it's Samach Venira. We need a nafkemina. That's what we need. Is one nafkemina I already have? Let's say you have a place that's far away from Yerushalayim. It doesn't see Yerushalayim, but it sees the roofs of Yerushalayim. It sees the Gagin. If Gagin is a din of Mukif, so Samach Venira to the Gagin is also enough. But if the Gagin Be'em is not Mukif, only the first floor is Mukif, then you have to be Samach Venira to the first floor. Efshar al-Makshav. Another Makshav I had, there's a din, what about a Sofik Mukif? Sofik Mukif. There's a Shiloh, what's the din of Sofik Mukif? Sofik Mukif has to be Machm both days. What about a Samach Venira to a Sofik Mukif? The Oilam is Noig in Bnei Brak. Most of the Oilam is Noig in Bnei Brak, only on Yudalit. And the Emes is, Bnei Brak is a Samach Venira to a Sofik Mukif. Yafo is a Sofik Mukif. And Bnei Brak is Samach Venira to Yafo. Now in Yafo itself, Taka, it's a Sofik Mukif. And you have to lane both days. Or with the Brik Yosef Paskin, that we don't say Samach Venira to a Sofik Mukif. I'm not sure why. Chazanish Mucha doesn't want Taka to Pshat Na. There are certain Chazanish Nakas, they lane both. They lane in Tezvav and Bnei Brak also. Samach Venira to Sofik Mukif. But we passing like the Birki Yosef, the Bir Alocha brings it, that you don't say Samach Venira to a Safak Mukif. Akoponim, it's an Afkamina by Gagin Valias, Legabi a Safak Mukif. In Safak Mukif. This would be an Afkamina. There's a Shiloh Bechlal on the Safak Mukif, though. What do you do about the other dinim? The Elaine. The Elaine on the Yedubish Leich Manas on both days, the Yedubish Matanis Lav Yainim on both days. It's a ganze sugya tak. But actually, you could say another terrace to the Melchis Chinuch according to the Ramban. The Ramban's shita is, we said, that Asara Batlonim is Me'akev by Mukef also. And we already cleared, what do they do in Yerushalayim before Tavshin Chav Zayin? Do the Batlonim have to be in the Etzim city? Or is it enough that the Batlonim are in the Samach Venir? The same thing will be over here. What if you have a city that there's no Asara Batlonim in the city itself? But there are Batlonim on the Gag and Valiyah. Does the Batlonim and the Gag, they're Batlonim, they're not coming down, they're Batlonim. Does the Batlonim on the Gag and Valiyah mitstarf to the Shir Asara Batlonim for the Din Mukif? That would have to be another Nachkamina. Then you have the Din of the Prozen. So the Gantz Sugi, the Sugi of the Prozen. Sugi of the Prozen. The Prozen go back to Yeralf Yibbeis and Gimel. First of all, when do the Prozim do all the other mitzvahs hayoyim? They lay Megillah on the Yoyim HaKnitzah. They push it back. The Marshal, this year they would lay Megillah today. But when, on Monday, when do they do Mishloach Manos? When do they do Matanis Levyoinim? When do they say Hallel? If you learn that Kriyasa is Zu Halila, Chabamol Gechlert, Beseder, but you have to say Hallel on Purim. No, they will yaitse Mikra Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. But maybe they should say Hallel on Purim. Like the Meiri says, if someone doesn't have a Megillah, he says Hallel. After in the Prozim, they should say Hallel on Purim. Chutz, they're not doing Megillah, they should say Hallel on Purim. What about all the different dinim? So the emes is, there's a Toya Satfus in the Mishnah Brurah. The Mishnah Brurah brings down a Shiloh. There's a halacha. If a person is going far away, and he's not going to be in a place where there's a Megillah Bechlal, he's allowed to lay Megillah from Rosh Chodesh Adar. It's not passing the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Brurah there is clearing, what do you do about Mishloach Manos and Matanis Lavyoinim in such a case? And he says, that avad you do boy by yoin. Now in the old versions of Mishnah Brurah he says, Ha'hoylech b'shiyara, oy ha'pravim, oy sa Mishloach Manos, Matanis Lavyoinim, boy by yoin. But in the new Mishnah Brurah they changed the gears to Ha'hoylech b'shiyara, oy ha'hoylech b'svina. Meaning it's vital, a case of a guy that's going far away. It's on Yenidin, a guy that links from Rosh Chodesh, does he do Mishloach Manos, boy by yoin. But there's no Mishnah Brurah about Prozim. Now I don't know what the din is. Not that there's a different Mishnah Brurah. But in the new version, they took out that gersa that it's not Hoylech B'Shiyorah the Prozim. It's Hoylech B'Shiyorah V'Hoylech B'Svina. But Prozim Mamlech Hashemet, we don't know what's the din by Prozim when they do the Shar HaMitzvahs. But fine, let's talk about Mikra Megillah even. The Prozim come and lay Mikra Megillah. They come into the city, they lay Mikra Megillah. Where do they lay Mikra Megillah? So a lot of the Rishonim learn, they come into the city, they're schlepping Zachem to the city, and in the city they lane, someone in the city lanes for them, in the city. One of the B'nai Ha'ir lanes for them in the city, in the big city. Fretzach HaKasha, all the Rishonim asked that this is a sugi in Yevomis. The Gemara says, there's a sugi of Loises Goydidu. Leisasu Agudais Agudais. So the Shaila is like this, correct the Gemara, Tanan, Megillah Nikris Biyad Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Aleph Tesvav Ikri Kan Leisasu Agudes Agudos. It's Agudes Agudos. How could they lay Megillah? So the Gemara says in the end it's separate cities. Bishnei but they didn't Bishnei Ayores. It's not a problem. The Mukafim is one city. The Prozim are a different city. Fregan Al Rishonim. That's good for the Mukafim and for the Prozim. But what about the Kfarim? The Kfarim come into the Prozim and they lay in the city. So it's going to be a problem of Agudes Agudos. So Tosis brings B'Shem Reb Chaim Kohen. That Rav Chaim Kohen holds no, that the Kfarim lane in their villages. They don't lane. They don't lane in the big city. They take a lane in their villages. They lane in their villages. But Rashi first learned they know that they lane in the big city. Now, if they're laning in the big city, it's a problem. It's like Sasso Agudas Agudas. So there's a mahalach that for the Kfarim, it's different. It's only a minog. It's only a minog. And Be'emeth, it's meduyik. In the beginning of the sugya, when the Gemara asked it's Agudas Agudas, Rashi said, Yidal Fi Beis and Gimel Yidal Tesva, all of them is Shver. But then the Gemara was Mechadis that there's no Lysis going to do on a Minik. And then, if you look at Rashi again, he stresses the Kashas from Yidal and Tesva. On the Kfarim, even though they're laying in the city, it's only Minik Ba'alma that's not going to be Shver. Other Rishonim say, once we see that in two Batei Din, but two Ayores, it's not a problem. More than by Megillah, we understand that it's separate Takonis. It's not a problem. There's a famous Meshach Chochma. It says in the end of the Megillah, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Yibalat Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. It's not a problem that it's coming out separate days. Fakert. Shalom ve'emes. Nirei shalom ve'emes. If a hamol gets clear, everyone talks that Purim is achdus. Mishloich Monas Ishl Reyehu, right? According to the Monas Halevi, right? The Monas Halevi said that the Yesod of Mishloich Monas, the Mechaber of the Chadoidi, Shlomo Alkevitz, he says that the Yesod of Mishloich Monas is to make Ahav of a Reyes. The Chumash Hadeshan said it's to have food for the Suda. A lot of Nafkaminis, that the famous Chasam Soifan is Nafkaminis, if it's also to be Marber Reyes or to bring food for the Suda. Over Al Koponim, the Indian is Marber Reyes, Achdus on Purim. No, Dafkan Purim we do it separately. Dafkan Purim we go and make Yudalit, Tzvov, Azasa, Azasa. And the Teretz is yet. Dafkan Purim, because there's Achdus, that's what we could afford it. That's why Klai was able to take us through. Dibre Sholim Ben, Benit Zayn Ken Agudes Agudes in them. Because of the Shpitz Achdus that there is on Purim. Because of the Shpitz Achdus that there is on Purim. That's Dafka why we're able to do it separately. And it won't be a problem of Agudes Agudes. But Al-Kupanim is this machloikis b'shoinim. Are the kfarim, b'nei kfarim, are they laning in the city or are they laning in their villages? Now, if they're laning in the big city, who's the Balkairim? Who's the Balkairim? So it's weiter machloikis b'shoinim. Rashi says one of the b'nei ha'ir is the Balkairim. And the other b'shoinim ask, how could one of the b'nei ha'ir lane for them? L'mashal, it would be in this year, on a month today, that the little villages would come in to the big city, and one of the people from the big city would lane Megillah for them. L'chayr, he's not a bar chiyuva b'chlal. He's not a bar chiyuva. It's not his day. It's not Purim for him. For the kfarim, it's Purim. How could one of the b'nei ha'ir lane for them? Is the emesis, Rabbi Kiveger and the Mishnais, and the Turi Evin also, the Megillah, they want to say that Avada Rashi doesn't mean that one of the b'nei ha'ir lane for them. It's one of the b'nei ha'ir says it, and they repeat after him. Which Imamish never understood. What does it mean that they repeat after him? You have to lane from a Megillah. Every person from this village, this claim of Derful has a Megillah, unless that the Rabbi Kiveger means that the one of the B'nai Ha'ir says it, and one of the B'nai Kfar looks on with him in the Megillah. He doesn't have to read himself, but he looks on with him and says word for word after him, and then he's mighty all the rest of the B'nai Kfar. Which means in essence, at the end of the day, it's a Ben Kfar taka being mighty the Ben Kfar. But Rashi, he says word for word, he knows how to read. He reads him and then he reads word for word. He's repeating after him. Yeah. Oh, but Kipshut the Rashi says that a Ben-Ir is laning for him. What's the beer that a Ben-Ir could lane for you? Is the emesis the other Rishonim that say no, that one of the B'nai Kfar. Again, we have Reb Chaim Kohen that says they lane it in their villages. But even Anich, they're in the city, a lot of the Rishonim say they have to lane it, one of the B'nai Kfar lanes for them. One of their own people. And they bring a ride from Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Ben-Ir ain't a Yochel Ohaiti Ben Kfar. Stop, offer a Yerushalmi like them. Ben Ir ain't a Yochel Ohaiti Ben Kfar. What's Rashi going to do? If we learn Rashi Kipshute, that a Ben Ir is being mighty them. So step one is that Rashi has a different gear in this Yerushalmi. Ben Ir ain't a Yochel Ohaiti Ben Krach. And the truth is, even Tosis had that gear. When Tosis asked, he meant to say, the Yerushalmi says, Ben Ir ain't a Yochel Ohaiti Ben Krach. A Ben Yudala can't be mighty a Ben Tezvav. Who adin? A Ben Ir can't be mighty a Ben Kfar, Zav Tosis. Maishnah. And the emphasis is maybe you could say a chiluk. There's a yesod just like a chiluk. Or Ben Ir maybe can't be mighty a Ben Krach. Because the Ben Krach is a different chiyuv. There's Yudalin and there's Tezvav. And those are yesod just like a different chiluk. Those are the ikr two dinim. The ikr two days. A Ben Yudal with a Ben Tezvav. And a Ben Yudal can't be mighty a Ben Tezvav. But a kfar is not really a separate machayiv. He's really machayiv as a Ben Yudal. There was a takana that he bowed. No choice. They have to schlep. The Mayim and Muslim. We made a sif cotton of the takana. They can lane early. But they're not a totally separate chiv. They're a chelik of the Ben Yadalad dike chiv. Memelo they have a shaykhis. Memelo they have a shaykhis. Rabbi Kiveger in Hilchas Shabbos in Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, he brings a raya that a person that wasn't the Kabbal Shabbos yet could make kiddush with someone that was already the Kabbal Shabbos. Azoyviya Ben Ir could be Moitziya Ben Kfar. You have to know if it's a tushta. The way we're saying now, can't say it's not a tushta. Rabbi Kiveger understood that it's a shayla about if your chiv came yet. Yeah. I saw a different svara. The Aruch HaNer wants to say it. A different svara that maybe there's a chiluk if your chiv came yet or you're already finished. L'mashal, Rabbi Kiveger, the Aruch HaNer wants to say a ben krach could lane for a Ben Ir. A Ben Krach could lane for a Ben Ir because the Ben Krach is still going to be Mechuyev. Purim is named tomorrow. It's still coming up. But a Ben Ir can't be mighty the Ben Krach because the Ben Ir is finished already. His Purim is not till next year. Once the Ben Ir is finished, for a Ben Ir to lane for a Ben Tezvav, that's already, oh, it's over. It's a done deal. It's a river, the Purim. A river Ben Krach, to be mighty Ben Ir, maybe he's lighter because of Erez Noch Al-Sabar for you, for them. That would have to be another Svar. Now, Bechlal, about a Ben Ir being mighty Ben Krach, we know the famous Chiddush of the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan wants to say that on a Purim Mishulish of Ben Krach can't be mighty Ben Ir, even though they're leaning on the same day. We're both leaning on Friday. But it's still a Chiluk. Because the Ben Krach is only Mechoyiv on the Rabbanim. Because really, Al Pi Divrei Kabbalah, he was supposed to lean on Shabbos. No, Gzeira de Rabba. And they made it Takana de Rabbanim, he should lean it on Friday. The Ben Ir is Mechoyiv Mi Divrei Kabbalah. If the Ben Ir is Mechoyiv Mi Divrei Kabbalah, you can't mix those two. The Rabbanim can't be mighty, they break Kabbalah. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chayiv Adam Likreis Es HaMegillah Balayla V'Lishnoisa B'Yoyim. A person has to lay Megillah Balayla and repeat it a second time by day. Gemara says here on Daf Dalid that the Bnei Yeshiva thought that maybe V'Lishnoisa means to learn Mishnais. Sober Mino L'Mikrei Balayla, to lay the Megillah at night, V'Lemisnei Masnisen Didon B'Yamama. L'Shnoisa, to learn the Mishnais. Until they told him, no, it means Lishnois a lesson of double, meaning lean it once a night and then double it again by day. But there was a havmina that you're supposed to learn the Mishnais. Interesting to Gemara that the Bnei Yeshiva thought that you lay Megillah by night, and we learn Mishnais by Torah. What's the pshat? So the emes is the Rishash, the Turi Evan, it's a Pella. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah on Dafchof. The Mishnah says on Dafchof, Eilu Dvorim that are kosher the whole day, Kol Ayoyim kosher the Mikra Megillah. How could you have a havmini that on the day you only say Mishnayis, you learn Mishnayis? It's a Mishnah, Kol Hayoyim Kosher, the Mikra Megillah. It's a Pella. Fine of them, Torah. Maybe that's going, the Mishnah's going for a guy that didn't lane by night, he's supposed to lane by day. No. But there was a havmini that we lane Megillah by night, and we learn by day. What's the pshat in such a havmini? I was clearing once their hair. Kibbul v'kibbul, by Purim was Kibbul v'kibbul. The say, by Matan Torah was Kofalim Hakikigis. Something was discharged by Purim, Kimu v'kiblu, Hadr kiblua. Aleph Regen, Taisus and Shabbos rechain the kasha. Kofalim harke gigis, toch given nasev and nishma. There was nasev and nishma. What's the pshat? What's the pshat that it was only kofalim harke gigis, there was taka nasev and nishma? So Taisus answers, avada there was nasev and nishma. But Hashem was scared that maybe because of the Eish HaGedoyla they got scared and they were going to back out because of the Eish HaGedoyla, and that's why they needed a kofalim harke gigis. Frek the Velt. Loy listening, loyzeva loyze. Let there not be an eish hagadoyla, and then there won't be a purpose for the kofalim hakigigis. When the teretz is on eish gates nisht, Torah is a fire. Torah gate with a fire. Torah was game with the eish hagadoyla. That is the problem. When the shem yachzur ben, you need a kofalim hakigigis. Come out of the masach turism. But if you do it at the medrash tanchum in parshas Noach, a famous medrash tanchuma, that the nasa benishma was on Torah shebiksav, but on Torah shebal peh was kofalim hakigigis. And on Purim was Nischadish, the Hodur Kiblua on Torah Sheval Peh. And Efshi could be Masbri, and what's the Pshat? The Pshat is, Yitzias Mitzrayim was Mi'avdus L'Cheiris. By Purim was Mi'misa L'Chaim. Torah Sheval Peh is Eina Torah Miskayim Ela Misha Meimis Atzmela. Torah Sheval Ksav, that Bechina of Eina Torah Miskayim Ela Misha Meimis Atzmela is in Torah Sheval Peh. Nishin Torah Sheval Peh. Kenzayim. Koponim, until a hatzolah me'avdus l'cheiris is mechayiv you a shibud of Torah Shebiksav. But it's not mechayiv you yet a shpitz mechayiv of Torah Shebal Peh, which is koruch boy, meimis atzmeila. Only a hatzolah of b'mitzah l'chaim is mechayiv you on Torah Shebal Peh. I was like, Kenzayin, that was the havamina. Everyone knows that the ikr of Purim is the day. Tarsus says here, even though it's chayiv by Yulayla, and then again by day, the ikr kri is the day. We make another shechiyonu by day. The sudas Purim, you're not noyotza by night, only by day. Avad it's a sudas Purim. Shteit sudas Purim she'asa. It's a Sudas Purim. A Sudas Purim, she'osa, v'layla, le'yotze dechevos. So the Ikar is by day. And here there was a havenu, but you don't like Megillah by day. Avad, you learn Mishnayis. You learn Torah Sheval Peh. This will be the key. That the Torah Sheval Ksav is by night. It was a havenu. And you have the Torah Sheval Peh by day. Now, what is not a Havamina? So don't stay there till 12:30. You have Tereshim al Peh. You have Taka Tereshim al Peh. A few more Zachen. Mevatlin Talmud Torah leMikra Megillah. Mevatlin Talmud Torah leMikra Megillah. The Gemara starts off really Mevatlin Avoida leMikra Megillah. Because it says Mishpacha uMishpacha. So Elu Mishpachas Kahuna Levia Mevatlin Avoida leMikra Megillah. So the Gemara Mevatlin Avoida. Who are they Mevatlin Talmud Torah? Kolskin. In fact, the Gemara Faker Talmud Torah is Mochashiv. So the Gemara Chilik Talmud Torah the Rabbin, Talmud Torah the Yachid. Mevatlin Talmud Torah leMikra Megillah. So we already said that the remes from the Balaturim. The Balaturim says a Shena remes. It says three times in the Torah Nas. It says Vinishma three times. Nase Vinishma by Kabbalah Torah. By Avoida by Big Day Kahuna. Vinishma Koyle Bevoya La Kodesh. And it says in Megillas Esther Vinishma Piskam Hamelach Ki Rabbi. Vinishma Piskam Hamelach. The Vinishma of Megillas Esther is more than the Nase Vinishma of Torah and then the Vinishma Koyle Bevoya La Kodesh of the Big Day Kahuna of Avoida. Ki Rabbi, it's more. And it's the member of Rabbah in Megillah. Rabbah is the one that says, Taka, that it's Mevatl Talmud Torah and Avoid Lemikra Megillah. Though the Mepharshim have a Shiloh, what does it mean Mevatl Talmud Torah Lemikra Megillah? Mevatl Talmud Torah Lemikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah Alain is Talmud Torah? Mikra Megillah is also Limit HaTorah. When are you being Mevatl? Actually, when you go into the Megillah, can we learn enough from Vay? It's under a say, Bittl Torah Be'echus. Bittl Torah Be'echus. We can revoke it then, clear enough, Ashveri Rambam, and as I learn the Megillah. Another teretz I saw that people don't know what it means. Achash teron and bnei haremochim. So for those 3 seconds, arangichat, a bittul Torah. The Rishash Afanort says the chiddush, and I don't understand. He says the chiddush ladinam. The Rishash is machadish that the chiddush is even if the Rebbe wants to say a shir and everyone else heard Megillah and he didn't, you'll mevatel talmud Torah derabim even for mikra Megillah. The tell is the Gemara is not mashma like that. The Gemara said that the whole makor from Mevatel Talmud Torah is from a kavachaymer from Avoida, and the Gemara said that's only on Talmud Torah the Yachid. Talmud Torah the Rabbim is more chashuv than Avoida. The Gemara learns from Yeshua that Atabasi that he was punished for the bittul Torah, not for the bittul Avoida, because Talmud Torah the Rabbim is more chashuv. The Rishash says that as a chiddush ladina. State v'nahapaychu. Haman made a geirel. He built poor. And al pi the cheshbonos of the geirel, it wasn't stam. Taka, there was grace in yonim in them that it was able to be switched. Grace in yonim that he had, al pi the teva, al pi the kechovim, umazolis, that it was supposed to be taka churban and klal Yisrael. And it came out cheshbonos. The Eibishter ben ahapichu, the Eibishter was mahapich the mazolis. It was taka. This is, everyone says, we talked about it before, that Purim is only a nistar, kipshutoi, in the sishtausos advarim. A couple of things in Teva happened that worked out together, and we see the nes. There was something going up also in Himmel, the kichashboinus. There was a v'nahapaychu, as I state in the going, that there was a mapecha in the kichavim and the mazolis also. It wasn't just, something was going up in Shemayim also. There was a mahapecha in Haman's geirul. And Rabbi Yonasan Ivich says, he says that what happened was Mordechai was ma'abra the shana. Mordechai was ma'abra the shana. He made it into an Adar base. He said, what's the pshat? Because we know, Bamish, this Adar is the only month that's two Adars. What's the pshat? Adar is double. No other month is double. So there's one pshat, Al-Pi, the Torah, there's every month, we know the three Moyadim, the three Regolim, Makaneged, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the 12 Chadashim, is up the Torah, and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Makaneged, the Shvatim. There's different shitas how it works, but there's a shita that Adar is Yosef. Yosef is Nepach, Ephraim, and Menashe. That's why it's double. And it's Megazog Nechtim. Why is Adar double? Mishenichnas Adar marvin b'simcha. If I begin to yidden, zalzayin a topol of chodesh, zalzayin and takin chodesh Adar. Zalzayin and chodesh Adar. Makes a long as man. Gevaldig is ach. Aber, there's a pshat that mazal Adar dogim. Mazal Adar dogim. Dogim is lashon rabim. That's the pshat, because it's 2 months. None of the other mazalos are rabim. Moiznayim is rabim, because a moiznayim is rabim. That's what a moiznayim is. And ta'oimim also. That's what ta'oimim is. But it could have been mazal adar dog. It's mazal adar dogim because it's two adar. But Rabbi Yonasan Ivich is right. There's makaris to them. We show him already also that adar beis doesn't have a mazal. That's a mazal adar dogim is only the first adar. Adar beis doesn't have a mazal. And what happened was this was the v'nahapichu. Moshe Rabbeinu was mahapich, was ma'abed a year, and he made it a second adar. In a second adar, there's no mazal. That's what hakitshepet haman's cheshbonis. The mapecha was mazel, that the tak ein mazel Yisrael, because other days honish can mazel, and that's also the Chizkuni writes by the Machama of Amalek, the first Machama we spoke about, Yeshua. First of all, Yeshua was born in other days, and also it says bechar lanu anoshim to be loichim melachem asamalek. Bechar lanu anoshim was anoshim that were born in other days, anoshim that were born in other days. Actually, just for us, another very important Indian in Purim is the Indian of Tefillah. Kala poishet yad nois namoi. Gate of Tefillah. Kala poishet yad nois namoi. It's a gewalt that you're talking about after Reinchappen. As enef apastas, as mamash a chaval. To chap rein, it's the koich of Tefillah. And the emes, that's really what happened. There was 3 yom of Tefillah in Nisan, Yudalit tes vav tes zayin. And that 3 days of Tefillah was what saved that soul. That soul of Purim. Good, we said now that it was an ace nigla, an ace shaloika derech atev, in the mazolis, but we, mikoyach the tefillah. And there's a Mordechai Yediyah, in the Targum Sheni, it says that Mordechai, by the original Mishta of Shushan, which is the original chet, which would call, neschaibus, and ancient Yisrael Kliya, it says Mordechai was davening, fasting and davening during the Suda. It's not a theory that he was the Star of Mashkin. Kenzan, he was the Star of Mashkin. He was also davening. Not a theory, the two Mekoyachs and Chazal. But it was the koyach tefillah of Mordechai ready from the beginning, and who was in the koyach tefillah of those 3 days? Hagam, I was never mavar this Indian. It says Achashverosh was 127 Medinas, and I never understood. L'chayra, the Bnei Purim happened 11 months before it happened, right? They davened, and then 11 months later, which was Haman's plan, so that day, they were going to kill us, on Yud Gimel, we killed them instead. Most of the people didn't get the message. You have to chap what's going on. Most of Klal Yisrael, Nestama got the first Igaris in Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. 3 days later, and they davened, very stark. And 3 days later, they got the second Igros that says about the Mapecha. So everywhere in Klai Yisrael had the Shloishas Yimei HaTfila. But not for everyone was it Yudalit Tezvok Tezayinis. Kol Mokim Mokim Basher Usham when the first Igros got there, and then when the second Igros got there. I was never aware how that works. Kodesh Baruch was L'mayelim in Azman. And it was the Koyach of the Tfilas, of the Shloishas Yimei Tfila. There's a minute taka that Shulchan Aruch makes the fast for 3 days. And the Yimei Tfila of Mordechai. Purim is also Yom Kippurim. We'll end with this. Oh, wow. Purim, Yom Kippurim. Avad, we said already that Achdus. Why is Purim Yom Kippurim? Because of the Achdus. When there's the Shvitz Achdus of the Mishloach Monas, and a Kabbalah Satari may Avad also makes Achdus, you don't even need, it's more than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Achi Ratzes Chaveira. On Purim, it's not even, it's a few on the Achi Ratzes Chaveira. Mamish and Achdus. There's another pshat from the Gra. What's the Indian of? There's a pshat Yovei Hamelech v'Haman. Hamelech v'Haman is the Sorel Hashem, Sorel Azazel. But there's a pshat from the Gra that the Emes there are 18 days that we say that we have Hallel v'Simcha. There are 18 Yemei Hallel v'Simcha. The Shevi Yemei Sukkis, Shevi Yemei Pesach. Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. 8 of them are missing Hallel. 6 days of Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. Don't have Hallel. Shtot Zeh, you have Hallel on Chanukah. Chanukah is not Simcha, like the Rambam it is, but like the Gemara. Chanukah is not Simcha. But Chanukah, you have Hallel. What makes up for the Simcha? You have Simcha on the 6 days of Pesach and on Rosh Hashanah. But Yom Kippur, you don't have that either. Yom Kippur is Kulel Hashem. The Simcha, the makeup day, is Purim. Purim doesn't have Hallel or Kriyas as well, either we spoke. But that's the Purim. That's why Purim is Kulel Hashem. Purim is the Shutef with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Kulel Hashem of the system of the 18, of the Yud Ches Yomim. Purim is the Kulel Hashem. And it's Mashlimit. But Purim is, we said Purim is Kabbalah Satayra. On Yom Kippur, the Gemara says in Yuma, that the Satan is not Shoylet, right? The Satan is only Shoylet. Shin Samach Dalet Yomim. Ha-Satan is Gematria Shin Samach Dalet. That's, there are 364 days that he's Shoylet. Amod Nezach. It should say Satan. So the Pshat is, the Ha-Satan, those are the 5 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Also, it's a little bit of the Bechin of Yom Kippur. Those few days. And Shavuos also, there's a Zoyar, that on Shavuos there's no Satan. Purim is both. Purim is the Kabbalah Satara from Shavuos. It has Yom Kippur. Kulu Isnu Bey. So Yedem Ein Zoycha Zayin. Oysnutzen. The tag was coming. Richtig Eifen.